I don't know what they want to call these economic times, but I've never seen anything like it or been through anything like it in my entire fucking life. We went right into the shitter, and nobody, not one leader, warned us. Not a one. Not a Democrat, and not a Republican. I think another lesson that can be learned from this is fairly simple, that you should expect from your leader the same thing you'd expect from an experienced new guy. We'll be going down that fork in the river, because if we go down that one, there's a fucking waterfall! I knew that we were heading toward the shitter, and I know nothing. And I knew, and I can guarantee that everybody in this room who had a job and for 40 hours working 40 hours a week, I can guarantee a year before the shit hit the fan, you were sitting in the office and either you said it or someone in your office at some point turned to you and went, "Oh, I think we're fucked." And the reason was because we in the book made it so obvious was the housing bubble. It was like the 47th bubble of my lifetime. And every time the bubble bursts, and everybody goes, "Wow, how fuck, wow, why? Gee, who thought?" Everybody knew there was a housing bubble.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free, yeah? Little pink houses for you and me.
You just fucking, you'd be in a neighbor, you go, "Gee, that house cost $60,000 last year. And now it costs $600,000? What did they do?" Well, they put a gazebo in the back. And it's made entirely of human scrotums. It's the most comfortable place to sit in town.
Oh, but ain't that America? You and something to see, baby. Ain't that America, home of the free, yeah? Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, baby, for you and me.
The amazing thing is that no one, not one leader talked about it. Not one leader discussed where we were headed. Not a one. They all said it was going to be okay. All I heard for the course of the campaign and was that everything was going to be all right because capitalism is the most wonderful economic system ever developed, because it was developed by God Himself for us. There's nothing more splendid than capitalism. It is a beautiful garden, a garden that irrigates itself and fertilizes itself, and it needs no sunlight because it basks in the glory of its own reflection. There's nothing more wondrous than the garden that is capitalism. And if it is left entirely unregulated, that garden will grow and grow and grow until all of us share in its beautiful fruit. And so I went to bed every night dreaming about my beautiful fruit. And then I woke up one morning, and there was the Secretary of the Treasury standing behind the White House at the back door as if he was trying to get away.
"Holy fuck! We're fucked," he said. "We're completely fucked, son of a bitch. I don't know what happened to the garden, but it's a piece of shit now. Watch that hand coming up your ass. It's looking for quarters. Put straws in your nose. The river of shit is rising. Start pulling out your gold fillings and put them on eBay. I'm getting the fuck out of here." Then he ran around the White House three times with his hair on fire.
Oh, ain't that America? America, for you and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you. Oh, a little baby for you and me.
Many, many people blame what happened economically on the people who they say who couldn't afford rent and bought homes. Those are the fuckers. Those fuckers are the ones. Those broke fuckers fucked everything. Really? It was them? What bullshit. It takes a lot of balls to blame them, because you got to be out of your fucking mind. You're going to tell me if you were broke and somebody came to you and said, look, I know you can't pay rent. Want a house? No, I'm gonna continue to live on the grate in my box. Spring is coming, I hate to miss it. Many congressmen said that they felt the problem was created by those sons of bitches who didn't read their mortgages. Whoever has. You don't read your own mortgage. That's why we have lawyers. You hire a lawyer or a paralegal. Or if you're really broke, you hire somebody who's fucking a paralegal. But you're not going to read your mortgage. That's why we have lawyers. They study a language for 3 years and they learn it, and it's a language that if a normal person read it, they'd have a stroke. I tried to read my own mortgage. On the last page, there was actually the outline of a boat with a squirrel in it. What the fuck's that about? Well, I got to color it in. Well, keep it in the lines, fucker. I've tried to read my mortgage. It's 100 pages long, okay? And it's 100 pages, and there's no punctuation. It's just like, it's a run-on sentence. It's like driving a car without brakes. You go, oh! I got through the third line, and I had my first out-of-body experience. I hovered over my body, and I had to promise myself I wouldn't read the fourth line, and then I could re-enter myself. What caused this economic crisis is greed. It's purely and simply greed. That's where it lies. There is no discussion of that. That's what, we've done over the course of my lifetime. One of the things that my country seems to have done is perfect greed. You think Enron and WorldCom, you thought, wow, can't get any more fucked up than that.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah. And there's winners. And there's losers. But there ain't no big deal. Cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the pills that kill. All the